In the gospel, 5,000 have gathered and Jesus instructs his disciples to feed them. Why? This is the only miracle recorded in all four gospels. Matthew, Mark and Luke suggest it was out of compassion. But in John, it is described as a test for Philip. Andrew then gets involved, followed by the others. It's probably fair to say that this is a test for all of the disciples to convince them of their part in the mission of Jesus Christ. Another lesson stands out. A boy makes a sacrifice of 5 barley loaves and 2 fish, all he had. In John's Gospel, this miracle is bringing to a close Jesus' life in Galilee before he heads for Jerusalem to be crucified. In his farewell words, he will announce that he is the bread of life. In Jerusalem, he will take bread, give thanks, and distribute this bread to his disciples as his own body. Miraculous bread is given because Jesus gathers people, just as he gathers communities even today. What do we hear in the third Eucharistic prayer? Listen graciously to the prayers of this family whom you have summoned before you. As we gather and are fed, perhaps like Philip and the other disciples, we too are tested. Having received the Eucharist, how do we distribute the impact of Christ's miracle of sacrifice and compassion to those with whom we gather, whether for work, school, leisure, or whatever?